it to save. He is fighting to save forever.
Oh, yes.
Pardon me.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, men and women, boys and girls, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. My beloved, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Standing Between the Living and the Dead prayer, devotional, memorial, family, evangelistic, devotional service number 1102. Also with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 821, where I, by the grace of God, read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. We're not doing it, we have not been doing it every day since March the 10th, but we're still here. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story, a nonfiction story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, the present and the future. Today we're doing things a little bit differently. And sharing more passages of the Word of God. Today we're reading Psalms 94 through 96. Shall we pray? Holy Father God in heaven, hallowed be your name. I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you afresh and anew for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and the many and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us in our family and in the families of other born-again saved ones. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material protection and provision, blessings, miracles, breakthroughs, and deliverances and answers to prayer in the multiplied thousands for years. And I give you all of the glory and the praise and the honor for what you have done. And Lord, help all of your true saints to do the same. And where we have sinned against you, help us to take the responsibility for that and the credit for that. bad credit. But help us to know that we're the ones who created the problems that came from those sins and acts of disobedience. Help us to be very clear about that. And as your children, that you are the God who answers prayer and blesses, but you're also the God who punishes and chastises and rebukes. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to accept both. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would continue to have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us, and forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive all who have sinned against us, and afresh and anew crush and crucify our wicked, evil, and ungodly flesh, and the old man within us, and fill us afresh and anew with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. Grant us now your energy, your grace, and your strength, your unction and your anointing, your fruit and liberty, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right. Put a guard at our hearts, our minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments, that we would not sin against you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Help us to never forget that. I pray, Holy Father God, for my wife, Marika White, of over 35 years, who is here helping in the ministry today on this Saturday, a day that she has been used by the devil for over 35 years to try to hinder your services, your work, and your ministry. And I pray, Lord, today that now that she has made a profession of faith in you on March the 4th, that she would act like that and not act like a devil woman, as she's already started doing this morning. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you will cast the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of her heart, her mind, her soul, and her spirit. And Lord, I pray that you would shine through in her life for the rest of her life, and that she would choose to be a helpmeet and a blessing in the ministry, not only now but throughout this day, throughout the remainder of her life. I do pray for the salvation of her mother, her aunts, her siblings. I pray for the salvation of my mother, my siblings. And Lord, I thank you for giving me the privilege of leading my children to you. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, some of them with tears flowing down their faces at the age of 7. I pray, Lord, that they would examine themselves and make sure that they're in the faith, as I'm concerned about too. I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you will help them to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit, rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from their lives. Cast out the devil and the demons for those who have that problem. And Lord, cast out the satanic, demonic spirit of wokeism if that has impacted their lives. I pray, Lord, for Danny, Daniel, and Danita, Danae, Daniqua, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Danielle, Duran, Danielle, and Quazia. And I pray for all of the children in this audience and their parents, that they name the name of Christ in this country and around the globe. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you will bless the reading of your holy word. Help us to understand it and apply it to our lives. And Holy Father God, I do pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving and the mourning. Holy Father God, I pray for the salvation of everyone on this campus. Have your Holy Ghost to work mightily in their hearts and to do your work in their lives, also in this city, in this county, and in this state, and in this country, and around the world. We pray for the salvation of the lost, the revival of the saved, the healing of the sick. If they're willing to confess their sins and do it your way and repent, the comfort of the grieving and the mourning, draw them to yourself for salvation. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, today that you will indeed lift our sin burdens and guilt burdens for those of us who are saved, and help us to be true to you, and to tell the truth and confess our sins and to repent. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will lift all of our burdens, troubles, cares from our hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, and fill us with your peace and joy. Thank you for your peace and joy. Thank you, Lord, for the ability to take pleasure even in infirmities and necessities and persecutions. And Holy Father God, thank you for being able to glory in these things. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to give us that grace and that ability. And Lord, I pray at the same time that you would deliver us on this Saturday. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our distresses and afflictions, tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and tensions. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will deliver us also from all of our spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress, problems, troubles, and difficulties. And Holy Father God, I thank you for all of my children graduating from college, and we have two more who are wrapping up. Help them to finish what they started. And Holy Father God, help Danny and Anita, who have done so well in that area, to make sure that they finish. And Holy Father God, we also pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you for allowing things to be as well as they are. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy, love, and grace, and remembering your mercy, love, and grace, even when you are chastising us and rebuking us. And Holy Father God, I pray today that you would bless and protect all of my children, all of the people in this audience who are saved and born again in this country and around the globe. I pray for the salvation of the lost. And Lord, protect us all from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. And Holy Father God, place upon us today the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels. and a wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ. And Holy Father God, I do pray that everything we do and say today will be done for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the glory, praise, and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we do pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, right here. Just hold it right there. Hold it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, pardon me. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing in this Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional service. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Psalm 95. Allow me a minute to check the sound. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, just hold it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have a sound problem. For those of you who are listening live on our podcast service, and we do not have a sound problem on our other podcast line, but for some reason we're getting an echo, and so until we get that fixed, I'm not going to continue this particular standing between the living and the dead service, that one passage, which was quite rich and powerful, will have to suffice at this time until we take a little time and resolve a strange echo problem. If the echo is not that bad, sometimes we'll go ahead and run the videotape across our network, because getting the word twice is not that bad. But if it's thick, we need to resolve it. But before I go, if you are here with us today for the first time and you happened upon us, pardon me, and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's okay for you to hear this message twice. Once directly from me, and then I guess with the echo. And by the grace of God, when I preach again later today, we'll have that problem resolved. The question that I want to ask you is, if you were to die today, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? If you do not know the answer to that question, and I believe it is the most important question in the world, allow me to share with you some bad news, and then give you some good news. Bad news number one is that you are a wicked, evil sinner, and so am I. And by the way, so is the Pope, so is the Dalai Lama, and so is Joel Osteen. For God said in His Word that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Bad news number two, we're going to die because of our sins. For God's Word says, the wages of sin, the payment for sin, is death. We're going to die because of our sins. We do not die because of a disease. We die because of our sins, our disobedience to God, our rebelliousness, our foolishness, lying, dishonesty, stealing, lusting in our hearts after people and things, desiring what other people have, being envious of other people, coveting what other people have, dishonoring and disrespecting and disobeying parents, disrespecting, dishonoring God Almighty, taking His name in vain. That's why we die. Bad news number three, my dear friend, is simply and sadly, if we do not get saved, if we do not believe in Jesus Christ in this life, we go to hell. The burning hell that Jesus Christ, the one that you have heard about, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for the sins of the world, was buried and rose from the dead. You heard about Him on Christmas. You heard about Him on Easter. The greatest man who ever lived. If you don't get to know Him by believing in Him, you will go to hell, because Jesus Christ preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible, and He preached more on hell than He did about heaven. And now I want to tell you the good news. The good news is given to us by none other than Jesus Christ Himself when He said the most loving words ever said in the history of the world, when He said the most powerful words ever said in the history of the world, the most life-changing words ever said in the history of the world, when He said the most important words. I said the most important words ever said in the history of the world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the good news, the greatest news in the world. that you can be saved from the hell you deserve by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. He made it very clear and he made it very simple. Just believe in him. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So pray and ask him to save you. I will be more than happy to lead you in the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I admit that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your commandments that the preacher mentioned. For Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose from the dead by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to change. Help me to repent of all of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil lifestyle. And help me to follow you in the newness of life. Thank you for saving my soul from the hell I deserve. And thank you for saving my soul to the heaven I don't deserve. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, and you prayed the sinner's prayer in sincerity, according to God's holy word, you are now saved from hell and saved to heaven. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and praying and asking him to save you. Now, to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, I want you to go to Gospel Light Society .com and read my book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. It is a free download, a free book. You'll never have to pay a dime for it. Just read it. And then, after you read that book, go to the podcast section on the front and hit the podcast button. And it will lead you to thousands of podcasts, Bible classes, Bible studies, devotionals, and a host of other things, nearly 50 different subjects dealing with the Christian life and theology. And it will help you to grow thereby. The book will give you the next steps you need to take to grow strong in the Lord. Email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or gls@gospellightsociety.com, and let us know that you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can rejoice with you and pray with you and pray for you. If you have any special prayer requests, send those in. We have prayed for thousands of folks down through the years, and we'll pray for you until you tell us to stop. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, Lord willing, I'll be back later, hopefully with that echo problem solved, and we'll march on for the Lord. Remember to pray without ceasing, read the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God without ceasing, and remember that now you are a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb. So borrow the motto of the Marines, Semper Fidelis, and be always faithful. Borrow the motto of the Air Force and the Space Force, Semper Supra, always above. Keep your heart and mind stayed on the Lord, and He'll keep you in perfect peace. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, pray for me as I pray for thee. You took my sickness and healed all my hurt.